Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. What's going on? It's Dave Colombo Jenkins, and we've got another takeover. I am in esteemed company. We've got Matrix and Future Bound. How are you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, very well, man.
How are you?
Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm really, really good. Really pleased to have you on. You've got some amazing tunes you've selected. We are about to go on a trip. But first, we're going to start with your remixes from the Resonance Collections. Starting off with you, Future Bound. Tell us all about your remix of Uh-Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was, it's an emotional record for me, this one, actually, because I've had a bit of a wobbly year. Yeah, without going too deep into it and stuff, I lost my father, and I started this remix the week that I, started making the remix, and tried about 10 different ideas, just couldn't get it going, and then, yeah, finally came back from a New Zealand tour, and felt fully inspired again, and just went in with a fresh start, and yeah, this was the outcome.
Wow, wow, man, a really, really heavy and special one. Well, let's enjoy it. Every single sense of the word. So that was from the recent Resonance 4 collection. Now we're going to go back to Resonance 2 with your remix, Matrix. Tell us all about your remix of Sinkhole.
Well, I actually made this immediately. I think I started it the day after playing at Printworks for Noisia's. I think it's their final show in London, wasn't it?
Mm. And go on. That was the last time I seen you out and about.
Yeah,
actually.
Right. Yeah, so yeah. I just kind of, I definitely felt fully inspired by. I mean, Noisia's set that evening was incredible, and I felt like I was in the Noisia zone when I made it.
In the Noisia zone. I'm rippling in goosebumps now just remembering that show. It was wild, wasn't it?
It was absolutely sick.
Brilliant. Let's get stuck inside a sinkhole.
The earth opened up and left this giant sinkhole.
start moving.
Is literally beginning to sink. All of a sudden, the ground itself becomes weak, and you've got sinking taking place.
Sinkholes. There was no floor, no ground, no nothing. Everything was gone.
Everything was gone.
The sinkhole was more than 20 feet deep and completely empty. No bed, no body, just dirt. And everything was still sinking.
Tell us all about Solomon France, Brendan.
Okay. So I'm going to play you a track now by a guy who's been coming with a real fresh sound to drum and bass lately. You know, obviously, there's a lot of things that sound the same these days, and I found this guy's doing something really different with his drops. Just, yeah, something really different about him, man. And, I think he's got a bright future, this guy.
Definitely. He's from Australia, isn't he? You've had him on the label.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's from Newcastle in Australia, I believe. And, he's definitely a beach bum as well.
Go on.
By the looks of it.
Brilliant, cool. Well, this one is a dub from him, and it's called In the Darkness. Matrix. What do we have next?
Next, we have an absolute killer from Break called Better Be Sure. And it's kind of like, it really reminds me of old Bad Company tunes, this tune, but it also feels super modern. So I really like that. It's like a, yeah, super modern take on a sound from 20 years ago. And it's also from an album called Octave Stories, which I'm sure you know about, like a tribute to the late, great Ed Octave. And yeah, it is a lovely, lovely tune.
Massively, one of Break's best in recent times. Loving this. Rest in peace, Octave. Break. So sticking with the kind of classical flavors, but actually going old school. Brendan, Future Bound, you pick the next one. Take us back to, I think, 94 or 95.
That's right, yeah. Sounds of Rupert Parks, aka Fotech. Yeah, I mean, this guy was just on another level, wasn't he? Do you know what I mean? And I think we, at the time, it was one of those game-changing periods where jungle had kind of come out of the rugged and raw era into this sort of... it's up the ante in production. And this was one of the front runners, this guy Fotech. Yeah. And this tune just reminds me of raving my little socks off in Amazon in Wolverhampton, and Fabio dropping it last, and just blew my mind. And what I loved about Fotech was just that his tracks would have so many different breaks in there, and not just laid up over each other and kind of, but he'd kind of have them switching.
Yeah, he was the king of breaks production.
Yeah,
he was, man. And you know, the way he used to kind of pitch the breaks and get the tonality of everything just crisp.
Yeah, proper scientist, a mad, mad scientist, really. Groundbreaking.
His tracks were driven by the beats, you know what I mean? And that's all you needed. You could have Fotech beats with just beats and the bass line, and everything else was icing on the cake, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, here we go. Fotech and a track called Complex.
Thank you.
big up Fotech. So now we're going a couple more years now, but staying in the 90s with your selection, Brendan. So tell us all about this one now.
Yeah, so this is I'm gonna play something from my guy Jamie.
Yeah.
Of course. And yeah, I remember at the time I'd kind of like been really inspired by the Bookham years and that kind of the Goldie years and stuff with metalheads and good looking and I'd really kind of mastered the sound of how to do that sort of production. Then Jamie came along and his brother and just messed the whole thing up, just flipped everything on his head again. And I remember hearing these sort of tunes, what those guys were doing, and just having my head in my hands and thinking, shit, I've got to go again now, you know. I'm going to play catch up again now. Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone goes on about Matt Optical, about, you know, he was like the god of Neuro and stuff, and rightly so, but Jamie started it as well, same way, do you know what I mean?
And it was my big brother, really.
And they both came through at the same time, and both had a slightly different take on it as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jamie had a more sexy take on it. I mean, I think we're all trying to work out how Jamie does the bass lines and stuff, and I've been in the studio with Jamie loads of times and all that, and I kind of don't want him to show me because I'll do it then, you know what I mean?
I can't even remember myself, so.
Oh, I think you do, Jamie.
Go on, but this is peak from that time, wasn't it? This is from your album, wasn't it?
Yeah, from the album called Sleepwalk, which is on Virus Recordings. In 99/2000, depending on whether you got a CD or vinyl.
Go on, Asylum. Right, cool. So we're going to keep with these 99 flavours and the Sleepwalk flavours, but with a new twist. Now, this is an exclusive. Tell us this, man.
Yeah, indeed. This is actually a brand new remix of another track from that album, Temperament. Sorry, that album, Sleepwalk. This is called Temperament, and it's a brand new 2022 remix.
Exclusive. Nice. Go on. So we are in peak tech step times, really. Now we're in peak late 90s, game changing times. Yeah. Like drum and bass was changing.
Golden era. Like,
but at a rate of knots. Yeah, man, definitely. Tell us all about this one.
Oh, this is a track that came out on my label Metro in 99. The original was by my brother Optical, and this is the Ed Rush and Optical remix. It's just definitely one of my favourite things that I've released on my label. It's an absolute killer, this one. And considering it's 23 years old, it sounds super fresh.
Yeah, still sounds fat now. Awesome.
Have I said what it's called? I can't remember. It's called The Shining.
Nope. vibes. Right, we're going to come back to the future now. Tell us what you've picked next, Jamie.
This is a track called Gallop by Silly, and it's just sort of one of those tunes I just randomly stumbled across online somewhere, and I'd never heard of Silly before, but I just really like the vibe of it. It's kind of quirky, weird, and it's kind of a little bit understated. Like, you know how a lot of D&B, you're getting sledgehammered over the head and you know, Sometimes it's nice to have something a little bit more space. But yeah, it's just a super cool vibe. So I need to check more Silly out, I think.
Definitely.
But this one's called Gallop.
Yeah, no time for horsing around. Now time for a Viper classic. Tell us all about this one, Brendan.
Yeah, this is from 2009, 2010 times, and we'd done the label was like 5 years old, 6 years old at the time, and we kind of turned a corner, you know, after that 5 year period of the groundwork that goes in, you kind of get the artists on board that are kind of all reading from the same hymn sheet in terms of sound. And this is one of the tracks that kind of really showcases what Viper's about, really, that epic sort of cinematic sort.
Massively, and still sounds super fat today as well.
Yeah. I mean, just great production, man, you know, and as you say, something that kind of really works on the dance floor and you can still drop today, so...
Totally. This is DC Breaks Halo, so big they've named a synth after it. On for a cheeky bootleg,
yes,
I think.
Yes, indeed, yeah. This is my bootleg of Tiga and Audion, Let's Go Dancing, which is like an absolutely massive house tune. There's loads of house versions of it. But I never heard a D&B version of it, so I thought I'd make one.
I wanna go dancing with you all night dancing. Let's go dancing. I wanna go dancing with you all night. Dancing, 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 we'll
Next up, we have an absolute killer from Black Sun Empire and State of Mind called ESP. There's so much good stuff I find on Blackout Music. Absolutely loads of stuff I could have played from them. Like loads of good stuff from Pythias lately. Lots of killers on Blackout Music, but this is one of the biggest ones of recent times, in my opinion.
Massive. ESP.
Sensory perception. Sensory perception.
So we're keeping with contemporary stuff. This is brand new, I think, really, from Russian guys, Synergy, which I think are now in France. Yeah,
it's called Where You Belong, and yeah, I love this tune. It's like a awesome vocal tune with super cool production, and I generally am a big Synergy fan. I think they did a killer remix of Noisia, didn't they?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, all their recent stuff I'm really into.
Yeah, massively. Out now on UKF. Big up the UKF crew.
In the silence, you don't need to hide, you don't need to run. When you're in the dark, I can be the sun.
Now we're going back in time. Now we've got loads of treats as selected by Future Bound. So we're going first, we're going back to a Moving Shadow classic. Tell us all about Foul Play.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, man, these, I think both me and Jamie, this is one of our favourite tracks. And yeah, these guys at the time were just on another level and kind of transforming the sound of drum and bass, both in the beats department and the kind of the fresh elements, the melodic elements they were bringing to it. Just an incredible act, man. And yeah.
Go on, amazing. This is Being With You.
We'll be right back.
Okay, go on. So now we're going to go even further back in time. Now tell us all about Humanoid Stacker. And you blew my mind actually yesterday when we were talking about this, because I didn't realise Humanoid was part of Future Sound of London. And then doing a bit of research, I didn't realise how integral this was to acid house and rave music being played on mainstream radio or anything like that. This was the first tune that was properly played in 1988 on daytime radio like Radio 1. It was really championed by a lot of cheesy DJs like Bruno Brooks and stuff like that. Blows my mind, really. So tell me all about this and its influence on
you. Yeah, I mean, I'm at the time I was still in school, do you know what I mean? And I remember hearing it on, I wasn't even through on the radio, I heard it. I bought some album, it was a house album. And I just immediately, when your kind of ears prick up and you like something, I didn't know it was going to be the kind of career for me at the time or anything like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, cut a long story short, this tune, like just the acid sounds in it, just like I say, just kind of caught my attention straight away, and it was like, yeah, what is this? I want to know more of it, you know? Yeah, let's play the tune, man. It's a killer.
It's the reload.
Special thanks to our Patreons for voting. Subtention. Reason VIP is the reload of this week.
Thank you.
Go on, wicked. So we're going to keep with the flavors there. This is another Alias. It is Mental Cube. And also, I just learned as well, I think I need to tell you because I'm always learning loads of Dutch while I'm doing this show. The Stacker is actually Dutch for loser as well.
Yeah, right.
This particular track, Mental Cube.
This is a winner. It's not a loser. Yeah.
Definitely a winner.
Yeah, it's an out-and-out classic, this one. I've got it in my vinyl collection and it's just, I love it. It's just got that bittersweet, emotive vibe about it. Absolute winner.
Brilliant. So that was Cube by Mental Cube. And now we got another classic. Now, Brendan, tell us about this. This is the most classic of classics, really, isn't it?
Yeah. This is an ultimate classic by our old friend, Danny LTJ Buckerman. This guy was definitely a massive inspiration for me at the time and kind of another one of the game changers for drum and bass. His label, Good Looking, as well, was something I was trying to get releases on at the time. I was cutting my teeth production wise and huge tune, big moment for drum and bass.
Go on, absolute classic.
woman leans forward, offering you space to place new steps of change.
So now we're gonna have another absolute classic from yourself, Niall Brendan. Now this was a real game changer in your career, and I mean it was supported or released by Scanner, who's also, that's John Graham, isn't it, who's also Quiver, the progressive house pioneer as well. So loads and loads and loads of history going on here. And I think the first time you two ever spoke to each other was, Jamie, you actually rang up Brendan about this tune, if I remember from a previous interview.
This I'm definitely a massive fan of this tune. It's an absolute killer.
Yeah, tell us all about this, Brendan.
Yeah, as I say, man, I mean, with the previous tune, like Bookham Horizons, and trying to just loving that sound, you know, and just that era of drum and bass. That was, for me, the first golden era of drum and bass. And there was a collective, I was in Liverpool, and I mean, where I'm from in Liverpool, it's kind of very house dominated. And yeah, so we were a select few of people who were trying to get it going there, and kind of, yeah, this is, I've been kind of making tracks, trying to learn, understand the production side of things and whatever, and this was one of the first ones that kind of really broke the back and kind of
amazing,
kind of got us out there, really, do you know what I mean?
Go on, and what a start. Wow, we have been on a real trip the last hour, but now we need to wrap it up and we've got one more selection from yourself, Jamie. In the meantime, I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who's listened and tuned in and who supports the show on Patreon and on Discord and everywhere else. We'll be back again next week, so we'll see you then. And yeah, what are we going to wrap up with, guys? Thank you so much for joining me and bringing such an awesome collection.
Well, thank you for having us, Dave. We're going to wrap up with one of my all-time favourite classic early house tunes by Reel to Reel. And this one, anyone who used to collect vinyl in the 90s knows that you used to walk around with a little notebook, like a detective's notebook, writing descriptions of tunes you'd heard a little bit of on radio or in a club somewhere, and you'd hunt them down. Sometimes it'd take a while. And this one, from entry in notebook to actually finding it on vinyl, I think took 5 to 10 years, and then I found it at this mad record fair somewhere. So this is one of my most prized bits of vinyl. Reel to Reel. As far as I know, my copy's just a blank white label, but I think it is called Made in 2 Minutes. I'm not even sure if that's the title.
I think is it not Bug Can on the plastic tune?
No, they sampled this tune. This is like the original tune, so a lot of people might know Bug Can, the Plastic Jam, Made in 2 Minutes.
Right,
that was stolen
right
from this. This is the original source.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Cool.
Thanks for having us today, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys, and thank you to everybody listening. If you're interested in more history and interested in more of Matrix and Future Bound story, then tune into our interview over on Patreon for our Vision Radio Extra. Until next week, ciao. Guys, do you find me Liverpudlian accent sexy?
No, Dave.
No, Dave.
No! If you're going to do it properly, kid, then do it properly, yeah?